I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. The thing that I found so interesting, I get to the other side, I see three souls, one by one, and then we get to the core of why Cheryl Ann really deserved winning the charity reading. I don't even know where to begin, especially with the loss of her daughter, how her daughter passed. Because I don't think there are going to be a lot of people that might even remember this tragedy. I think she said next week would have been 13 years. And the reason why I bring this up, because I typically don't talk about who died in the intro, but I think it's important because we have these tragedies that happen. And sometimes we do forget, right? Like 9/11, we have this Haiti earthquake. And she has this amazing foundation in memory of her daughter to remind people. And I think that I hope everyone listening to this week's episode realizes that we truly never forget. And it's important not to forget. So no matter who we lost, how they died, please always remember. I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. God bless. So welcome. And what are your names?
My name is Cheryl Ann.
And I'm Jody.
Nice to meet you, ladies. Appreciate you joining me today. So how did you end up on Hey Spirit? I always like to ask how people get on the podcast.
So I was part of Charity Buzz, and I was fortunate to be the winner. And it was amazing to be able to do this since we have followed you for a long time. And we were in the Worcester area at one time, and I tried hunting you down here in Worcester. So,
oh yes, I've been there.
Yes, yeah, you went to the DCU center there, and yes. So, but anyway, so through Charity Buzz.
Oh, how nice! Well, it's always nice to meet someone in person, especially when I donate, because I do donate to a lot of charities. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it is, you know, a reading. A lot of times it's just maybe tickets to a show, because there's only so much that I can do. So this is a real honor and a privilege, and I'm so happy, and congratulations. And I'm excited to see what Spirit has in store for you two today.
Us too.
I do want to just explain one other thing to you, because there are two of you. And what happens sometimes, if I'm might be speaking to Cheryl Ann and say spirit might be saying that, you and Cheryl Ann, you're like, oh no, I don't feel that way. Or no, that didn't happen to me. And Jordy, you're like, oh my God, but that's me. Know that that can be for you. Do you understand that? How I see spirit is very different. I see shadows and silhouettes, but I will feel an emotional bond that you shared with them or how you knew them here in the physical world. Then they bring me through their departure. They will make me feel what they felt as they left the physical world. So already I am having severe chest pain. And I have this pain like all like right up in here. I don't know who it is yet, but just I always like to share what it is that spirit makes me feel, especially as I enter the other side, because again, it validates them. If you're afraid that certain people might not show up or come through or what might happen, it validates that presence already. So we can kind of relax. Does that make sense? There are actually three souls present as I entered the other side. I am going to start with the mom that is departed. So how do you connect with the mom? If your mom is not departed, it could be grandmother, aunt, but it has to be someone that was like a mom to you.
It was our mom.
Okay. And when I said there were three, she goes, no, she goes, they don't want to talk to anybody else but me. So would that A, be your mom's personality or maybe the way that you feel going into whatever it is, there has to be a reason why your mom had me say that.
Yes, I think, yeah, we definitely wanted to see her. Yeah.
Okay. So know that she's the first one that steps forward to it now, but I feel she's very, it's almost like if she might've been this little thing, itty bitty thing here in the physical world, her presence, her personality was larger than life. Because I feel like once she stepped into that room, it was like, whoa, it like she consumed everything. But it's this, I can't explain it. I'm going to use the term power because it's the only way that I can express it. Like, it's like she has this amazing energy about her. She's, I want to say tough, but I mean in a loving way. Like yeah, she's yeah. all of these things in one, and it, but it's so powerful and you can feel it from her. I can feel yeah. her strength, her confidence, but her way of like, she's going to tell you like it is and she's going to love you. She's going to love the crap out of you, whether you want to or not.
That's perfectly said. That is perfect. That is her.
I have to say this. I don't think a soul has ever had me describe them in that way. And I think it's important because a lot of times when a soul might do that, it validates because then your mom just made my legs feel numb. So when a soul makes my legs feel numb, it means that they had a disability or ailment with their legs or they were bedridden prior to their departure. Is that correct?
She was. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. To validate for you that she can move freely on the other side and to remember her as this powerful, strong, loving, confident, and I'm still going to tell you like how it is. Like I almost feel like as she was dying, she was telling you what to do. Like that's how she's making me feel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfectly. Yeah.
Everything. Perfect.
To validate for the two of you that this is her soul and this is how she needs you to remember her. She needs you to remember her strong and loving. And it's almost like she wants me to use the word powerful and I don't know why. So I don't know if it's a type of thing of where it's almost like, you know, how we never think that no matter how sick someone is or even how old someone is, that they're ever really going to die or they're going to be, I'm going to use the term because this is how, what your mom just said to me, frail. Like, it's almost like I never thought in a million years that she would have been like that or that would have been the way that she would have left the physical world.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So she says, I need you to let go of those memories of that. I need you to let go of how I was in the end. And just because we do that doesn't mean that you are not loving and honoring me. She says, your mom, she's funny. She goes, I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror, Teresa. She goes, let alone have them look at me like that. So yeah. I don't know if she was a woman. It's almost yeah. like, because she stepped forward. She literally stepped forward, all beautiful, like all done, yeah. dressed, her hair done, makeup. And then she spun around and then had me in this bed, and I was frail, and she like literally put a mirror up to my face, and I'm like, oh, I don't even want to look at myself. Like, I don't want anyone looking at me. But I think that, again, I've never had that before in that way. But I think it's important that she says, please don't remember me in that way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's her.
I don't know if she kind of is trying to confuse me with how she was or the illness. So I don't know if that, again, is something that you can interpret as far as if she was not forthcoming with how she was or how she started to become sick. Does that make sense? Or like how things were progressing? Because she kind of made me feel like that she went from, okay, she might have been ill, but then she went from here to here in a short period of time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly what happened.
Yep. I want to say how she died wasn't really how we thought she was going to pass away.
Yeah, she was not unhealthy, and it went and was quick, and it had to do with her legs. So, I mean, everything that you're saying is, and she loved to be dressed up and looked good. And so everything that you're saying is exactly who she is.
So know that she says, I don't want any of you to be left with that emotion or feeling that, oh, maybe if we did this or we saw this or we knew that, then she still would be here, or maybe it wouldn't have ended like that. And this is where I think the power, why she kept making me feel so powerful, where this comes from, is because she's like, I always said that if I was going to go, I didn't want to suffer. She says, and to watch your family watch you be sick, whether it's short or long, she says, is so difficult, is so hard. And she says, I don't have any regrets. She says, look, I didn't want to die. She says, but I have no regrets on how, I'll use the term, we handled it, or how it was handled. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I didn't want to die, she says, but I also would not have wanted to have lived like that.
Exactly.
Or yeah. Lived with any, I'm going to rephrase that, live with any type of ailment, disability, where I could not live my life the way that I was used to living.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny about the disability part about it. Yeah. So.
Oh, and I'm also going to say this. This is the interesting thing that I always find with spirit, is they always find a way to have me say things in a way that you completely understand it.
Yeah.
Or right. Makes sense. Fair enough.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it makes sense to us.
And that's the thing that I love about your mom in this moment, because it's almost like your mom just said to me, she goes, I feel like I am telling my daughters themselves on how I felt. Like, we're having this conversation. She says, so please do not feel that anything different should have or could have been done differently.
Thank you for that.
Now, can I ask you, where does the father come in that's also departed as well? Because she brought forward the father. So if your father's not departed, then it would have to be her dad.
It's our dad.
It's
okay. Don't so judge. Know that he steps forward, but he's very quiet. Like, it's almost like, or I don't know if he's afraid to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's a very quiet man.
Yeah.
So then he showed me a license plate. So sometimes with a license plate, it can mean that you had their car, you kept their license plate, or they used to collect license plates, or you have like a vanity plate, or you see signs through a license plate. Like if you're driving and you see like, say, a loved one's name, or.
I would say my license plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say my license plate. Yes. Yep. Okay. But it wasn't his.
How do you connect that with your license plate?
The initials on it mean something to me. And so then.
Perfect.
But then mom's perfect. Vanity had the same numbers. Remember yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can connect the numbers with them.
Yes.
It's validating that the souls know. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Your mom just said, but you have the jewelry.
No. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You have the locket.
The locket. I know.
You do.
I know.
See? That was always a joke. That was always a joke.
That's so funny. So funny. Yeah.
See, these are the little things that I love about Spirit because...
And she would say that. She would say
right?
That.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like she's trying to keep the peace. Where does the sister come in that is departed as well?
It may not be a sister.
Is it a female, young female?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you connect with that?
That's Sherilyn's daughter.
I think my daughter.
Okay. And she is departed. Is that correct?
Yes.
So know that they bring her forward. And this is why it was important to validate all of these other souls. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So you know that her soul is at peace. Even though she left the physical world differently than those that I just channeled. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Knowing that her soul is safe and at peace, but more importantly, is with God. And what I love is how your mom was so protective of that. And I feel like that it was protective for you, Sherilyn, because of the, I feel like you have this strength. Your daughter is making me feel like you have this faith within you. And once you lost your daughter, you kind of lost that faith a little bit. Is that correct?
No, it actually made it stronger.
Well, there has to be something where because I felt I dipped down and then I went back up again.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying, but
Your daughter's making me feel like is that she's helped you find that strength of your faith. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
Do you have the picture of your daughter in front of you right now? Or is there something that you can see of hers?
Yes.
Okay. Because I can't see it, correct?
Right.
I just say it because she goes, I want my mom to know that I stand right behind her. And I want my mom to know that what she feels is real and that it is me. Do you understand that?
Yep. Thank you.
I don't ever want her to doubt that.
Thank you.
And I asked her to validate. She goes, oh, she's got this beautiful picture of me. Look how good I look here.
That is exactly what she would say.
Yeah.
So here's the other interesting thing. People realize, you know, we go into recordings and I can see you, but it's very pixelated at times. You know, it's just sometimes the way the recording is. And I heard... When I first started and I said, I don't know if you were mother, daughter, like that, when I started to enter the other side, souls, I feel things, I hear different things. And it's almost like your mom was handling this with such kid gloves for you.
Okay.
Because there's something about you knowing... saying, embracing the signs, say like the license plate with your daughter, with the numbers, correct? Or initials, correct? Like to really know, like these are things that no one would know about. So for souls to tell me this, the only way that they could tell me this is if their souls were at peace, if they were with God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did you ever say that your daughter was an old soul?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, she looked at me and said, I was so grateful for my time here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. She had a wonderful life.
Yeah.
She says, and I would not have traded my life for anything because what I experienced, we'll say short amount of time, fair enough, you lost your daughter.
Yeah, right.
To live... 80 years of not living this full life that I had because it was almost like something deep in her soul somehow knew that she wouldn't be here long in the physical world.
Yeah, I believe that. Yep, I believe that.
That's why I asked you if you referred to her as an old soul.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't in the normal sense, but when looking back on things when she was, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. Certain things that would come up, you never think you're going to lose your daughter, but I think that somehow she knew, or subconsciously, you just know.
The soul knew. The soul, not here. The soul. Right. Did you not get to speak to your daughter before she died? Or was there, because she made me feel like she says, I don't want you to feel, it's almost like that if you were supposed to see her, supposed to talk to her, and you didn't, and then she passed.
Yes, right. Yeah, I was supposed to. We were on a phone call, and then I had to hang up. And I said, I'll talk to you later on. And then we never spoke again.
Okay. She says, I don't want you to carry that burden or guilt of feeling that if you never hung up that phone, that I would not have died.
Yeah.
She says, I love you, Mom. That is what I want you to remember.
I love you too. Yeah.
Your daughter talks about a necklace. Do you have her necklace, or did you have a necklace made in memory of her?
Yeah, no, I have her necklace.
Okay. I wanted her to validate that I interpreted it correctly. Oh, you have it in front of you.
Yeah.
I also get...
Yeah.
No matter how much faith we have, right? No matter how much we... What I do is crazy.
It is
Let's
crazy.
Face it. Yeah. I sit back, I say it to... I'm the one saying these things, and I'm saying to myself, how the heck do I know this? But, right? Yeah. I get it. I am the first one to say it. This is why I ask for these unique validations and confirmations.
Yeah.
That as long as you know and you leave this experience knowing that your daughter is safe and at peace with God and that she is with you, knows how you are hurting, how you are struggling, how you feel or say, well, maybe this or maybe that. Absolutely not. We could sit here and say what ifs with anything in life until pigs fly. That is not going to happen.
Yeah.
She says, so I need you to remember how much I love you and that you were always there for me. I don't want you to feel that you weren't.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Were you separated from your daughter?
Yes.
Like it could be emotional, it was geographical, whatever it was.
Yeah, geographical, yes.
She made me feel like that. She showed herself to you. I don't care if it was for a split second, but then there's that fear of allowing yourself to feel her. I don't know what that means.
It's exactly right. And she came to me the night that she passed. That's the only night I had a dream of her. And I don't want to say a dream. I think she came to me and she said, I'm okay. And
did she hug you or hold your hand? Did you embrace in that visitation?
In that, I don't think so. Because I think I would have, because I woke up and I wasn't sure because of when she died and when we found out was different. And so I knew that she was okay. I knew that she had passed, but there was a lot of that she
questions.
But I didn't question because I knew she came to me and told me that. And then I don't allow her to, I don't want to feel it because I just can't go there.
But that's okay. It's okay that you don't feel the certain way. You don't feel this way or that way. It's okay. Whatever it is, Cheryl Ann, that you, whether if it's blocking, you don't want to go there, whatever it is, it's okay. And I love that your daughter in this very moment gave you permission to feel that way.
Great.
Listen, now I don't need any emails from therapists out there if you listen to my podcast. Because I don't know. Listen, that might not be right for everyone, but what your daughter is saying, this is what's right for you. As much as you want to feel her, I even say this about what I do. People can believe in what I do, love what I do, follow what I do. But when they lose a loved one, they might not want to come to me for a reading.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they don't have faith or that they don't believe. And I don't mean to compare that to the death of your daughter, but it's really the same thing in a sense of your daughter is saying, Mom, I give you permission to grieve the way that you feel that you need to. You know that my soul is at peace and with God.
Yeah,
and that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You see the little, I love how they even validated it with the license plate. Right?
Yep. Right.
To say, this is all we need. You don't need to. Look, some people want to dream of their loved ones. This is why I share with people. I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with them in that way. It does. And this is what I do for a living. Everyone is different. You might go through all of these steps of grieving. You might not. That's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, Good Grief. It talks about the stages of grief, but giving us permission to grieve on our own. And also permission to say, you know what? I don't feel that way. I may never feel that way. That doesn't mean you're not grieving.
Right.
Your daughter also showed me her clothing. So do you wear her clothing? And then she just wrapped you in the clothing. So were you going to make a blanket or a quilt or something out of her clothing?
So I did do that all with all of her clothing. I made blankets. I had blankets and things made for everyone in the family. Yes.
Perfect. I asked her to validate that I was interpreting everything correctly. I don't think I've ever had a soul be so forceful in saying, I want my mom to grieve the way that she feels that she needs to. Because I almost feel like you guard yourself in respects to that. And certain things, even with your daughter and her passing. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Exactly. Yeah.
Your daughter says, Mom, please continue to celebrate me. Celebrate my life. Celebrate who I was.
Yeah.
And also who I was becoming.
Right.
Can I also ask you this? Are you concerned if people might ask you what happened or ask about your daughter?
Not at all.
Okay. So only because she said to me, usually when a soul says, continue to celebrate me, don't let how I died define who I was. And that's sometimes spirit is my symbol for when we want to say, you know what? We're going to celebrate no matter how we departed.
I think she celebrated every day, all day long.
Is there like a foundation or something or balloons or like a scholarship or something in memory of her?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. So know that your daughter knows of what was done in memory and in honor of her. And she wants to thank you for that.
That's how she's honored every day.
So she says, I want to thank you. But I feel like, did you do like a ceremony? I don't know what this is. She's showing me, you know, like if they were opening up like a building or something, they were opening and they have the ribbon and then they cut it and then they might release balloons. That's what she keeps showing me. So did you do something with like cutting of a ribbon? I this is not something common that spirit will show me.
Yes. So I will say that it's actually 10 years ago today, we actually had the dedication of her.
Shut up. Wait, 10 years ago today?
Today. Yep.
Today.
Today. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now that you just like freaked me out, I'm just having a moment.
I'm sorry I freaked you out.
Because you cannot make this up.
No.
You didn't pick this day. Let me just ask you this. When were you the winner of the reading?
About a month ago or so. And so a date was given to me and
this was the day.
Here we are.
Random. These are the things where I say there's no such thing as a coincidence. Right. That was your daughter, your loved ones validating everything.
Right. So yeah, and it was a celebration. It was, you know, as hard as it was, it's a celebration. And it continues.
And I'm going to say this. I love the term that your daughter had me use, the celebration of life, of who she was and who she was becoming. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is so powerful.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like, who else needs to hear that today? Who else needs to hear that today?
Right. Yeah. She's celebrating who she was before she passed.
Yeah. And who she was becoming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
She is so, her eyes, there's something about your daughter's eyes that are just so mesmerizing and so like, I feel like I get lost in her eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. She had big blueberry eyes. And so,
yeah,
they were special. Welcome to the club.
How do you connect with the number 32? So 32 would either be an age or the months, March and February or March 2nd or the 3rd or 2nd of any month.
No, the only thing is that she would be 32. Oh,
that's the only thing?
That's the only thing. So she would be 32 now.
Yeah. You almost made me curse. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so she would be 32. Yeah. I'm sorry I'm freaking you out. I feel terrible.
But like my jaw just like, you're like, what? Like, look, because she even had me write that. 32, the thing with the balloon. Oh my God. Unbelievable. And the fact that it's like, I have these souls, right? So the main three people that you wanted to hear from, say your mom, your dad, your daughter, right? To know that they're all together. There's no denying an afterlife. Even though that this was the hardest thing, I truly believe a loss is a loss. But the loss of a child, you're the reason why I do what I do. People say to me all the time, I look up to you. You're my idol. You give me such strength. You give me, you know what, Cheryl Ann? You give me that strength to continue to do what I do. Because I'm being honest with you. I don't know how you get up every day. Yes, we have this foundation. We do all this. We do all that. That has to be the hardest thing to do. And here you are with such dignity and grace.
No, you're very sweet. Very sweet. But I think it's obviously family, like my best friend and sister here, Jody. And it's my faith. It really is. And knowing, and I truly believe like you about, obviously, you know, that Brittany's with God and my faith part of it. And that it's so much bigger than what we are here on this earth. But yet while we're here to do, I just want to do good. I know we just want to do good. And so, and that's why I do get up and, you know, my boys and they're the reason to get up every day as well. It's just, that is the reason.
What a beautiful gift your daughter gave you today.
Yes. And thank you. And thank you for what you do.
Aw, thank you. I can't imagine doing anything else. And I'm just being me.
Yeah, but it's beautiful as a recipient now and watching you and yes, your show and all this, but to see the effects that it has on people and of course on us personally now, but to see what you do to help people's souls.
Heal people.
I mean, and to heal people and realize that it is so much more than us and that they are at peace. And that's what we all want.
And in a sense, you know, we are the ones that suffer because we're the ones left here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And we're the ones that are missing them. And, right. And it's almost like, in a sense, they don't miss us because they are still with us. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because, right.
So, but there were several times where you were like, well, thank you. And it's like, I wanted to stop and say to you, no, thank your daughter. Thank your mom. Thank your dad. They're the ones doing this. They're the ones giving you exactly what you need in this very moment. Mm-hmm. To continue to do God's work.
Right. And I think, I know for me, and I'm sure that's what I want to do is God's work. And I just have to trust that that's what it is and that's what I'm doing. And that's what I want.
Can I ask you, what is the name of the foundation in memory of your daughter?
Sure. It's called the Be Like Brit Foundation. We do work in Haiti on her behalf. And so she was killed in the Haiti earthquake back in 2010. Yeah. So we've been very blessed with amazing people on this journey. And it'll be 13 years next week, actually. And people are good. And I feel very blessed. We are blessed. And that's when Brit celebrates. I mean, because I always joke about her. It was all about her while she was alive, and it's still all about Brittany now. So, so it's called the Be Like Brit Foundation. Yeah. And yeah, we're proud of it.
Amazing. Well, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you and your family, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. It was a true honor and a privilege to be able to channel her today, and even not knowing of what happened to her.
Yeah. No. And thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
It's amazing experience. And so can we do this like once a week though? Because the next time we'll have food and we can meet. And I think like on a regular schedule, you know, Brit and mom and dad would come and next time they could bring more people. And we'll just have like, we'll have a party every week. I think that's more than fair.
I wish I could do that. I love that. I love that idea.
Okay, right? Well, if you say yes, let me know. But I just think once a week, we just kind of get together and have dinner. It'll be good.
See that? Oh, God. Could you imagine if that's what, you never know. Listen, that could be a next step. You never know.
I thought about this and say, listen, this is a dream come true for both of us to be able to talk. It really, really is. And so, hey, who knows? Weekly dinners is up next on the list. So
you
we'll
never
see.
Know.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Never say never. Exactly. Well, it was wonderful to meet you.
Really nice
Thank
to
you.
Meet. Dreams do come true.
See that?
Yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Cherylian, and I am from Massachusetts.
And I am Jody, and I'm from Massachusetts too.
Today, I was hoping that my daughter and mom and dad would come through, and the first three people that came through were mom, dad, and my daughter, Brittany.
What would our wish be? Like, if it could be a perfect reading, like, what would it be? And we're like, it would be great if mom, dad, and Brittany could come in. And they came in, and mom, dad, Brittany. Yeah.
The experience with Teresa, the anticipation leading up to it, you know, was we weren't sure what to expect. And she is just so kind and genuine and tells you things that only that we knew, and to validate, you know, that mom and dad and Brittany were present. And it was just an amazing, beautiful experience that I feel truly blessed to have experienced.
Right. No one else knows about some of the things that we've talked about and thought about. So I think that was just amazing.
And then my mom came through and said, well, you have the jewelry. And like, no one knows that. Like, right. It was just hysterical. And it's just this one beautiful necklace that my mom, it was just been this ongoing
joke
for years, forever. And no one would know that except for the two of us. And so when Teresa said that, it cracked us up.
Yeah.
It was spot on. When she was talking about, she said, your daughter feels you're getting wrapped in clothing. And then Teresa went on to say, you know, did you have with her clothes and the, you know, maybe a blanket or her clothes. And the first thing I did say was, you know, we had all, you know, she had too many clothes, but a lot of her clothes made into blankets or things for people to remember and pillows and things like that. The one thing I said to my sister before we started is that this shirt that I have on, Brittany picked out for me when we were going to her college to pick it out. And so I have the one shirt that she picked out for me on. And that came out afterwards. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't say that. But she was spot on when she said, the clothing wrapped on you. Yeah, it's on my body. And I just didn't, you know, pick up on that right away.
I wanted to go in with no expectations because I didn't want to be disappointed. And I think, you know, I think she was just so, like, we couldn't have asked for more. Like, I couldn't have asked for more in terms of, like, who we wanted to come through and what they said.
Knowing this world is so much bigger than we are here on this physical earth, and there's a lot to be said about that. And so now it's the excitement that we just went through it, the letdown that we're not still speaking with them through Teresa, even though I understand that they're here all the time. But I guess, you know, hoping that Teresa will take me up on my offer of meeting with us once a week and having dinner. I see nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, sure, she's going to eat and I'm willing to help her during her eating time. But I received that text message. Then the earthquake happened. People were very kind to us. And while Brittany was missing, people started sending us money saying, hey, we want you to build this orphanage, you know, in Haiti. And you know, the idea was, okay, when Britt comes back, she'll finish school. We'll have this orphanage in Haiti. Well, she didn't come back. And so we took that text message, her father, myself, and our two boys, my sister, Len's family, like my mom, especially dad, like everyone, we said, you know, we're going to make her last wish come true and build an orphanage in Haiti. And no one other than Britt's dad could have done this. It's amazing, but literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the world have helped us make Brittany's last wish come true. So it is in the shape of the letter B for Brittany, like I was telling Teresa, all about Britt when she was alive, still all about her now. It's in the shape of the letter B. It's 19,000 square feet because Brittany was 19 when she passed away. And it's built with the same seismic standards as San Francisco, because that was really important to us that no one experienced dying in an earthquake in a building. And we started with 33 girls and 33 boys because Brittany was missing for 33 days. And our goal is to raise the next generation of leaders in Haiti. And so Brittany died in January of 2010. We started building beginning of January of 2011. We broke ground. Mm-hmm. And it took 2 years to build Britt's home. And for 2 years, like I said, Len and many, many others built in the home. But 10 years ago, on January 3rd, 70 of us left from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, and we all flew to Haiti, and we had the dedication 10 years ago today of Britt's home. When Teresa said that Brittany, she wants you to remember how she lived her life, that's kind of hitting home, is the sense of living life every day to its fullest. And I think for me, that's something that I need to remember. And I was, even right after Britt passed, that's what I wanted to do, to honor, is because she did live a full 19 years. And I want to remember that. And I think that was probably another gift for me, is to remember to live our lives, because we're not guaranteed the next day.
Right.
And so to live it to the best and fullest of our ability with a little bit of fun.
With a lot of fun.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.